We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He swings! Alexander Steen on his forehand. Hits a deep to left field. That's way back.
Get up.
Shoot, score! And it's a bummer. Bring out the Zamboni.
Oh, yeah.
This is a legendary KMOX Sports Open Line, presented by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford, celebrating over 50 years serving St. Louis on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And a happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome into our Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Alex Ferrario with you as we start the 6:15 show with Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale as we lead you up to Blues hockey tonight. Blues out in Nashville, a one-gamer out on the road before they come back for two this weekend at Enterprise Center as the Blues taking on Nashville tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop. I will have your pregame skate starting at about 6:30, and then it's underway with Craig Berube's first game as the head coach for the St. Louis Blues. We welcome in the voices of the Blues, Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale, to start our 6:15 segment. Guys, a happy pre-turkey day to both of you.
Check, check.
I got you there, Alex.
Oh, yeah. You got me, guys?
Okay,
yeah,
I do.
There
Sorry,
we
bud.
Go. Happy pre-turkey day to both of you guys.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Check, check. One, wow, two, that's, three,
that's,
four.
That's quite an impressive gobble you just did.
I actually have a really good turkey. I used to go turkey hunting.
That sounds like a chip.
That's a turkey.
You could call your own turkey without the machine? Well, you know, Tom Stillman's a big turkey hunter.
Is he? No, yeah. I use the mouthpiece. You put it on the roof of your mouth. You put it on the roof of your mouth and you kill some turkeys.
Okay, so some turkey. You listen, turkey hunting's tough.
Oh, it's the hardest. Are we on air?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
this is live.
Yeah,
oh,
this
okay.
Is live.
It's up to you. We're just shooting I'm really glad I asked that. Yeah, turkey hunting is the toughest because experts claim that turkeys have 20 times better eyesight than human beings. So when you're in the woods, you
How
cannot.
How do you think they figured that out?
I have no idea.
Who rebuilt a turkey eye process to figure that out?
I've never been a turkey, but you cannot move. You have to be completely camouflaged. You got to be against a tree that is at least the width of your body. Any flinch, and they are absolutely gone. They're dumb birds, but great eyesight.
Did you know that Ben Franklin actually wanted the turkey to be the national bird of America versus the eagle?
I did know that.
Isn't that something?
That is crazy.
I mean, can you imagine if our, I mean, right now in our political climate of today, it would seem fitting that maybe we should change it to a bird that would drown itself in a rainstorm, right? But now, wild, actually, turkeys, you know, when you see like a fat wild turkey that's, you know, throwing those what do they call it when they
strut.
Fan their feathers?
Strut.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
when
strut.
Those when a turkey struts, it struts with confidence,
oh,
doesn't it?
Oh my gosh! Well, it's trying to attract the female.
Now, could you imagine? Right now, has anybody ever used? Hey, one. I mean, man, when you get out in that bar, you strut like a turkey. Nobody says that.
They should use that more.
Wouldn't
That's a
should,
great
right?
reference. Oh yeah,
Joey, you
feathers
seem,
out.
Joey,
no,
you seem to know an awful lot about turkeys. I like it.
We said he was a turkey hunter.
I used to be a turkey hunter.
So
yeah,
do you still do it?
I still do it. Yeah, I do it once a year, every spring. Not every spring, you know, but now that hockey's done, and if I can find the time to do it, in the spring I'll do it. Yeah, it's a heck of a time. In the fall, they're not as active, you know, but in the spring, that's when they do all their mating, and that's when you can reel them in and use your calls, and they communicate back to you. And, man, talk about a rush. And most hunters will say they love turkeys.
Look at this picture. I'm showing them a picture of a deer my dad shot the other day. Now, I'm just thrilled that my dad, who really got into hunting maybe about 15 years ago, really enjoyed it. And it ended up being a 7-pointer, but it was really tiny. And the joke that he sent me was on the Boone and Crockett scoring scale, out of a positive 200-plus points, this would end up a minus 3 or 4, right, because of the deductions. But that said, I've got some neighbors, you know, that are into hunting and things, and you see the pictures. I don't have any desire to go deer hunting at all. I think I could get into duck hunting or turkey hunting. Mm-hmm. You know, for some reason, I don't think I have a problem shooting them, but I could not see myself as a deer hunter or, you know, or hunting some. I'd rather sit there with the binoculars, actually watching those other animals move.
Yeah. Well, and then you talk about bird hunting, like ducks and pheasant. that's when you have dogs, pointers, and other kind of dogs that go out there.
Right.
And the kick dogs, I mean, it's amazing just watching these dogs work, how hard they work. And then, you know, you knock a bird dead every now and then, but turkey's exciting. Deer, I'm the same way. I killed a deer last year. I killed it.
Was it a hunt?
It was a bow and arrow, like the Indians used to do, and I sniped it from about 40 yards, which is a heck of a shot for a bow. But then I killed it, and
I looked at it. They used crossbows? Were you using a crossbow, or did you pull the thing back? Did you lick the feathers?
No, it was a Hoyt. Okay. I did use face paint, though. Face painted, I sniped it from 40 yards. I was pumped. But then I got up to it, and I looked at it, I'm like, man.
Did you have to spill a whole bunch of deer pee on you?
No, my brother did all the cleaning, which is disgusting, by the way. And then you have to have it processed, and that's hundreds of dollars. And at the end of the day, it's just so much work. And I say let the deer live. But
in order to achieve your goal of hunting whatever animal you are hunting, where do you draw the line in, I am not putting that on me because it stinks that bad? Ooh. Can you rub yourself with deer pee?
I will rub myself in deer urine. I will not drink it, though.
Okay, so you'll stop. Well, what are you going to do, burp on the deer? No wonder. You don't have to drink it.
Why would you drink it?
Hold on, Alex, because your breath, deer have an incredible scent. That's their gift. Turkeys, eyesight's their gift. Deer, they use their nose, right? So you have to get rid of all the human scent out of you. You wash with odorless body wash, and everyone out there who hunts knows what I'm talking about. And then the other thing.
You deer pee flavored Tic Tacs?
You get doe urine. You get doe urine, and you kind of swish it around like mouthwash.
How many times have you drinking this, Joey?
I've never done it. Okay, I would not do that.
Hang on. Okay. There's no way that basically using doe urine like Listerine is worth hunting a deer.
To some people, it is. I'm telling you. People are crazy. I'm not that crazy. No.
Being that you're either shooting an arrow or a gun, I don't think you need to be close enough where they could smell your breath. I mean, hey, deer go, oh, I'm not going in the woods there. That guy had some French vanilla from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to the left.
you always want the wind in your face. You always want the wind in your face.
Well, now
wind in your face, yeah.
Well, now everyone knows not to be a close talker with Joey.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Okay, so the wind in your face, if the deer is coming to you, then it's going to blow your breath downwind. I'm finding as many reasons not to swish around deer urine.
I'm just telling
you how
it is.
There's a couple people we work with, I think they actually brush their teeth with it.
I know. I don't think they're hunters.
I don't think
hunting. Talking about?
No.
I don't think hunting's involved.
I'm not going there. It's Thanksgiving. I'm gonna give them a pass right now. It isn't you, so that's all right.
So speaking of Thanksgiving, guys, I'm curious because I do this. Do either of you hold back on what you eat tonight so that you're ready to just go at it tomorrow?
Heck no. You should have seen the lunch I had at Jack's Barbecue. I actually stretched my stomach so I have more room for it.
Oh my God, you're in Nashville.
You should have seen the meat of plate. This guy looked like a buffet line. Oh my gosh!
It was a 3-meat plate, so I had some ribs, some pork shoulder, and some brisket with a side of coleslaw, and then a little cucumber salad.
Oof, man, wow, that was heavy. That was awesome.
Dang.
I actually had just the ribs.
Did you even
your question?
I was going to say, did you even leave anything tonight for Joey?
No, I don't think we. He left anything for me. But unfortunately, no. I just had the ribs, and tonight I'm not going to eat anything. I might get some sort of beet juice.
Nice.
Oh, why would you do that?
Oh, it's good for your
system. I think I might actually rather try the deer pee than beet juice.
No, deer pee doesn't oxygenate your blood like beets do. So
challenge accepted on Curbs drinking that deer pee.
Let's do it.
Seriously. Especially, and I'd be okay if the deer ate some asparagus beforehand.
Oh, there it is. A Ryan Schulte asparagus reference. I'm sure he's listening somewhere, Curbs.
Now listen, my mom used. I will not go near a beet, and right now they probably would taste fine to me, but my mom would force me to eat the beets, and they were the canned beets, and then I would fight her. Of course, she could outlast me, so I'd have to sit on my own at the dinner table for 3 hours, and then not only would you have to eat them cold, then you'd have to clean them, and I'm telling you, that beet juice stains Corningware. All right, so it's the one thing I will not make my kid. I will not make my kids even try a beet because I refuse to go near them.
Yeah, see, I don't think I've ever done beets, and I don't think I ever could do beets because, one, the smell, two, the stain, and three, just the texture of it. I'm all about texture when it comes to food. If it looks like it's slimy and if it looks like it's just going to be disgusting, I don't even take a chance on it.
Shame on you, Alex.
I know.
Okay, all right. Now, wait a minute. Now, hang on a second. You've never tried one?
I've never.
You got to at least... Okay, well, that's baloney.
No,
you got to try it, right?
No, I've tried.
Don't you always have to try it? I mean, I guess The one thing that we don't always have to try is deer urine in our mouth. But
yeah.
The other stuff, like any kind of normal food, you got to try.
I've tried a beet, but I've never tried beet juice.
Oh, beet juice is—it's way better. It's easier.
There's really?
No texture. You just sip it down.
Yeah.
You just don't get on your clothes because, like Curb said, it will stain. But any juice bar you go to now, it's like a staple. You like beets. Usually they mix it with carrots, lemon. Lemon with something. But I tell you what, it cleans out your system.
Now, all right. Now, why do you like? I love edamame.
Yeah.
Even the shelled edamame, right? But I really would prefer to eat that instead of a lima bean. And there's not a great difference.
You don't like lima beans like in the salad bar?
No, I'll still eat a lima bean, but, you know, the lima beans are a lot mushier. I'm not sure I like the mushier stuff. Now, here you go. Like, I'm not an oatmeal guy.
Oh, I love oatmeal. Like,
Oatmeal is a weird texture.
You like steel cut or like old-fashioned, Alex?
Old-fashioned.
Then they try to choke you with the chunks.
Oh, I like steel cut.
That means you're not steel mixing it good, Curbs. If you got steel chunks of it, you got to mix.
Yeah.
You got to mix it better.
Well, you don't mix your oatmeal properly, Curbs.
Yeah.
I don't really?
Yeah. If no, you don't mix
okay,
it properly.
I will go ahead and try like the old Quaker instant oatmeal with like cinnamon flavor. I will do that.
Let me tell you something. On a snowy morning when you wake up and you know it's cold outside, there's nothing that hits the spot better than a bowl of warm oatmeal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Or coffee.
Well.
Or tea.
Coffee's the easier option.
Yeah.
Actually, I got here? I just have hot water with some honey and some lime juice in it.
Kerber refuses to drink coffee. It drives me bananas.
I'm trying to get there.
Have you
he
ever?
Drink coffee.
Well, no, the problem is I don't drink caffeine. Okay? So I got 20 years ago, I stopped drinking caffeine. Ended up in a hospital in St. John, New Brunswick. They couldn't figure out what was wrong, so I quit drinking caffeine. Believe it or not, Alex, this is natural energy that I got. Okay.
I believe it.
This should scare. If I drink even a half a cup of regular coffee right now, right? I mean, I'd be like a cat on acid. I'd sense an earthquake from Central America here in Nashville.
If anyone has ever seen a cat on acid, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, where have you seen that?
I'm just
I may have to Google that later.
A prairie dog knowing that the snake is coming.
Like you get home and you're like, honey, the cat's on acid again. It's out of control. What do we do?
Hey, Alex, here's one for you. I know you won't eat a beet, right?
Yeah.
But would you take a shot of alcohol that was in a bottle with a poisonous snake that is just dead in the bottle?
No. I don't do snakes.
You're a wimp.
I'm a wimp. Please.
Rachel, come on, Joey. Back me up
if
here.
We did that. We did that last night, Alex.
Yes, we did it last night.
We did.
A poisonous snake. It ended up being like 192 proof pure grain alcohol. Well, yes, the poisonous snake was dead. It's not swimming around in the alcohol.
I don't care.
That'd be way more BA if it was.
Wasn't that bad, but it hit you on the way down.
What's the purpose of it?
It felt like fire.
What's the purpose of it? Just to feel awesome?
No, to sign your name on the wall.
Yeah, because you're a cowboy if you do it.
You're a cowboy.
It's sort of like, going into the place and you've got to eat the 17-pound hamburger in 20 minutes just to get the T-shirt.
Put that John Hancock on the wall.
We did our shot, and then after the shot was done, we put our little glasses down, and the waiter comes over, and he lights a flame on the empty glass. The alcohol's not even in there anymore, and the thing, like, explodes in a blue flame.
It stayed lit for almost a good 60 seconds. That's how
powerful it was.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it. You guys are cowboys.
Right now, like, Joey left dinner, and there was a deer in the woods in St. Louis that just wouldn't walk because he could smell his breath.
Ooh, yeah. You smell that guy?
You guys are cowboys. I'm a wimp because I couldn't do it. Guys, we'll talk to you in just a bit once we open up our pregame skate.
You got it. Thanks,
there you go. It's Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale, the men who will drink alcohol out of a bottle with poisonous snakes, and I'm the guy that won't touch a beet. We're going to wrap things up. It's the 6:15 show. We got Blues hockey coming up. Pre-game skate starting at 6:30, and then 7 o'clock the puck drops against the Blues and Nashville Predators, two teams that have a rivalry. One team is the best in the West. One team trying to find their stride. You'll hear from Craig Berube. You'll hear from David Perron and some of the players. Chris Kerber, Joey Vitale along. We got Blues hockey next on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.